This is the Harold C. Hall F1 engine interview for April 12th, 2007. Start from day one, and I'll just start by saying this is a Harold Hall interview for April 12th, 2007. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you finished your tour duty, you came back to the States. This was 45, obviously, but when did you actually start at Marshall? And it was Marshall, right? Or did you work for a company here?
I worked for ABMA.
Oh, yes.
And then transferred into Marshall when they came into being.
In 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I spent most of my time with Marshall Space Flight Center.
Okay. Which lab did you come into then?
I went into the management area of the engines on the Saturn program.
Okay, so...
That was already started in 1960.
Right.
So, and I was a flight instructor, and I had taught Sonny Morea to fly.
Yes, okay.
So that's how I got into the F1 engine office.
Okay.
And then I was his, I don't know what you call it, the person on the side who kept the books and made sure the checks were written and that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a mechanical engineer, so, you know, that's my experience, too.
You have to have that background, even if you're going to do
when you're knowing
documentation.
Around the engines, yes, that's
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it must have been I was talking with Sonny about how the program ramped up, but I'd like to get your perspective on what the work was like in the engine office. And it was the engine office, or was it confined to F1, your duty?
No, it was the engine office. Bill Brown was the engine chief, and he was one of my students.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonny Morea was one of my students.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to work in the F1 office, but the F1, the J2, and the H1
mm-hmm.
were separate offices in Bill Brown's
okay.
engine office.
Okay, because I had a question about that. Mm-hmm. What was Leyland Ballou's role in that? It was my understanding the director of the engine program office, but I want to understand that.
I really can't remember, because I worked with Ballou a lot too,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really remember how he sat in the hierarchy.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly.
Because I'm going to be I'll be meeting Richard Brown later on today, this afternoon, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, good. Alright. Well, he's going to be surprised when he found out how much I brought home. I'm going to show you.
Well, let me tell you, I'm glad that you did, because you even go out to the Marshall Center History Office. It's appalling how little they got.
It's gone. It was disbanded and thrown away. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad you collected that, because somebody has had to, because that will be lost if somebody didn't preserve it. So
that's why it kind of surprises me now, you know, 40 years past, why.
This is what surprised me, too. Yeah. Why has no one ever written the story of the F1?
I don't know.
You know?
And most of some of the stuff I have went from the J2 up. They didn't talk about the S1C, the main booster.
Right.
They went to the
mm-hmm. J2s.
J2s and the H1 engines and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. Of course, that F1 was a kerosene burner. It was.
That's right. That's right. Well, they found it was the best for the first stage. The hydrogen was too much volume and not enough for what they had to lift.
Yeah.
You know,
I was sort of a check writer too, and so I've written $1 million worth of checks for kerosene.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What I found out, and I was surprised to find out from Sonny, is that the liquid oxygen was actually trucked into Edward Air Force Base. I thought they had a manufacturing plant at that facility.
I don't think so, but the kerosene was also trained in.
Yes, uh-huh.
Train cars, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I know at certain locations they do have, for example, at the Cape, or maybe they're just storage tanks. They must be storage tanks.
I don't know. I've never.
Well, can you describe a bit more about your duties there at Marshall during that period? From 60 to 65, say?
Well,
did you do any liaison engineering, or?
No, most of mine was office work,
mm-hmm.
Writing the checks and that type of stuff. It's hard to say, because...
Any budgeting? Were you involved
yes,
in budget meetings?
Yes, yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes, I made those trips to Washington, and I made trips out to California,
mm-hmm.
you know, every 3 months type of thing.
Okay.
That went on regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And, kind of interesting. Some of the things I want to show you is pictures taken that were in our contracts to be sure that we got proper documentation as we were testing those engines and everything.
Okay.
From the early 60s on into the, well, that's the 10 years that we worked on it.
Sure. That's another thing, too. Of course, coming, it's like everything else that was thrown out, a lot of photographs were thrown out, but very hard to come across photographs. Maybe you have, what I do is if people are kind enough to loan me material, I scan the photography into my computer, and then that allows me to have an exact duplicate of the photo, and then I return all the photographic materials. I know Frank last night was very good to loan me some materials that I'll be able to scan and return to him.
Oh, good.
So I usually do that within a two-week time frame. Anything that's loaned to me is copied and then returned. And I usually ship it with either UPS or something with a tracking. I don't trust the post office
like
to.
Like yeah.
Yeah, I make sure. So that way I know that it's delivered. I can track it and it gets delivered.
Yes.
So I want you to have that assurance. If there's anything you can have me look at.
It looks like now, you know, I'm getting toward the end of my life here.
Yeah.
In fact, it's what I'm doing is making sure I have three daughters that they understand where I am and where all my money is.
Right.
I don't have a great deal. But anyway, it's something I've been working on. I put up a quarterly report to them.
Yes.
And March was the end of it. And so I'm waiting for my Redstone Credit Union thing so I can finish this last the first quarter of 2007.
Well,
that's just, you know, that was my way of doing business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my wife's been gone about 5 years now. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Why don't I? Why don't we go over there and you can show me what you want to show me?
Well, I'd like to show you a lot of it, and you're welcome to take it with you, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's been setting up in a.
Oh, yes, you were telling me.
Yeah.
Been up there for many years.
Well, I got up. I have an outside storeroom up there, and
mm-hmm.
there are shelves way up top. So I've been climbing around up there this morning. I'll show you a box full of stuff that I brought. I found the box that when I closed my desk up, there's all the pencils and all that stuff,
right?
Too. It's all in a box now. And I hadn't seen those, for, you know, since I left the place. I retired, this is interesting to say, I retired 32 years ago. I've been over.
Wow. Most people haven't been working that long.
That's right. I've been around here longer than I worked for the place, actually.
So what year did you retire from there, then? In the 70s?
Yeah, 74, I think. 74, because when the Apollo was over, we were putting together the shuttle program.
Yes, yes.
And they would I'd go out to the airport here, get on an airplane, fly to Houston, work an 8-hour, 7-hour day, get on the airplane, they fly me back here at night.
Is that right?
And I did that for most of a summer.
My goodness.
And that was in that was the early 70s, those, when the shuttle was being
mm-hmm.
formulated.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a lot of airtime with
yes,
the same bunch
yes.
of boys going back and forth.
Wow.
But they could pick us up. And that airplane went back to Oklahoma, was refurbished, and a new crew brought it back the next morning. We got on the same airplane that had been refurbished during the night
yeah.
and flew to Houston. They had a motel down there where the crew stayed. There was a male crew. There was a male steward and a
mm-hmm.
pilot and co-pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I
had
know...
some interesting experiences.
Yeah, during the Apollo program, more people racked up frequent flyer miles before there were frequent... I mean the
well, they flew us to the Cape for launches.
Yes.
You know, it was a special, you were awarded a trip to the Cape type of thing. And I've been down for, I don't know, you know, it's been, I've forgotten, but I've been down to quite a few of the launches down there. And because it was a reward for work well done and so forth. And that was interesting, too, to make those trips. I'd end up with a bunch of officers, military people. I don't know what to do with the civilians around here, but I was a good card player.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay.
Well,
what do you
think?
Have?
I understand your
yeah.
Thing here.
It's
well, let me show you what I have.
Okay.
And you're welcome to take whatever you would like to have.
All right.
To at your use, and it's kind of interesting. I got it sitting on the table over
okay.
there.
Okay, we'll do that.
We're cat people too, by the way, but we have more than just one.
Oh, well, let me tell you about that one. The people next door got that as a kitten and kept it about 6 years. And then she died and he moved off and remarried. And somebody else moved into the house. So he didn't want to take the cat with him. So he was going to an apartment complex where he didn't think the cat would I take it. So he comes over here with a box for eating equipment, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she's lived here ever since.
Okay. Well, I see one thing here that looks really interesting. That's this thing.
Okay, well, let me show you what I've got here. This is the monthly photographs they set up.
Oh, my goodness.
During, what's this say, 06?
67. Yeah.
Here's the next year. So there's a lot of small pieces and stuff. It's all how the engine was designed and put together.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
This is
These
the next
are priceless.
Year.
That's great. Yeah.
And this is the next year. When they got into, you know, there, it's a whole series. There's 12 months in each book.
Okay.
And then there's this book that is sort of a training manual. And And it has some, but it has some of the original engine pictures that are real good in here. And that's what this is. This is sort of a training book.
Yes, yes, I see.
But that would help you. To
this is phenomenal. All these are phenomenal.
To get a feel for the engine, yes.
Yeah. Okay. No argument here. These are priceless because it's just like you say, if you hadn't taken this stuff, where else would I or anyone else
I don't know.
Them?
They told me it was all going to be thrown away. And so I took two boxes. I'm going to show you another box in a minute.
Okay.
And this stuff here, this is the Saturn book. And it's sort of a...
I've heard of this, but I've not seen a hard copy of it.
Well, here's pictures of it.
Oh, Redstone Shops.
Yeah.
Holly Al Shepherd.
Yeah. And some of these were the stories when they were things were put off.
NASA facts. Look at that.
Uh-huh. And here's another shot of this earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And but those are just pictures that were available. This is some of the very first. That's a very famous picture.
Yes, of course.
That
I think that was Apollo 8.
The first moonshot, looking back at Earth. That was the first photograph
That's
we ever
right.
saw of how small we were. And this is nothing. That's my... Now let me show you what's over here.
Okay.
This will grab you. This is my file. This is the file I kept over here. This is photographs and or data that went on.
Oh, look at this.
But I was a good boy, you know, all that kind of stuff.
That's an attaboy, right?
That's an attaboy. And then some of these are all photographs, and some of them are, you know, this is some of the early photographs you gave me.
Okay.
So I've got those. And some of the books we put out. This is
engine program off. Yeah, look at this. Uh-huh.
Now that may just be, I don't know. I haven't gone through these things for years. It gives you a feel for who we were.
Yes, uh-huh.
And this is some more photographs that I think.
Now
this is the F1 engine. And this is what this is. That is. It was in the other notebook I brought home from when I cleaned out my desk.
Okay.
I'll tell you what you do. Why don't you sit down a minute?
Yeah.
Pick each
Let
one
me go through these and see which ones I think they're
Pick up
really
each
really
one
on
of
here.
These to see if there's anything in there that strikes your interest.
Okay.
Now see, there's probably just blanks. That was probably nothing. Yeah, that's just how I kept some of my stuff.
This
I had
fair.
A machine that did this.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I made all of my stuff.
It even does the spline for you to
yeah,
open
that's
it up.
Right.
Look at
that.
Yeah,
that's
great.
So that's what I did. And this is a box of stuff that was in one of my file cabinets when I was leaving.
Okay.
So I put it in a box, and I had another box with my coffee cups and pencils and stuff out of my desk and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And I didn't bring it down. But why don't you?
Okay, let me start with this one.
Right.
And see, these are understood. I want to be sure to take those.
There's not much you can use in these first three because that's back when they were building and designing and all of that. It's all photographs.
Yes.
You know, from 2 to 8 photographs per month that was part of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And but I saved them all. That was what I did for Sonny Morrell, was to keep his records so
uh-huh.
he could have use of.
Okay.
And then when they said you're fired, well, I spent a year sitting in a office with looking at a wall with no telephone on my desk when they.
Okay. All right.
So just take your time.
All right.
Can you use something to drink?
No, not right now.
Coke or something?
Well, Coke would be good, yes. Coke would be great. Thank you very much.